Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? We'll try this again. I tried to go live just a few minutes ago, but I was outside and the intermittent Wi-Fi did not want to cooperate. With that said, let's talk about this story. So this weekend, I believe it was on Saturday, we had a lady by the name of Karen who actually stayed in her house. And if you read the slang definition of Karen in Karen is a pejorative term for a white woman perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is normal. This lady was a white woman. She was very entitled and she was very demanding beyond the scope of what was normal. So how do we deal with them? Hopefully my Wi-Fi will stay connected. I don't know why it's going crazy. But how do we deal with this lady? Here's what happened. So Saturday we get the call, we get the Airbnb messages. And this lady arrives to one of our homes in North Georgia, in Blue Ridge specifically, and I've got excellent reviews. I've got nothing but five-star reviews. Everything is exceedingly awesome there. No problems whatsoever, ever, from any other guest. And it's awesome. It's a beautiful place. We put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this home. But it's middle of October right now. So the woman gets there, and she comes and finds out that the house itself has leaves all over the deck. The leaves are all over the deck, and she's not happy about that. She's not having it. We're like, you're in the mountains. You're in Blue Ridge. You're on top of a mountain. There's trees everywhere, and leaves are falling. Actually, people come out here for the leaves to see them fall and the color change. And the fact that they're on the deck, we can't really do anything about it, but we offer to have somebody come in and blow off the deck, and then they clean it. Well, she gets into the house after that. She sent us a message that this was unacceptable. She gets into the house after that and did not like the way the home looked as far as that was concerned. She was one of those really germophobic type of people. And let's face it, guys, you guys all know that if you own short-term rentals, especially when you have heavy turnover, this home specifically is like 90% occupied. We've got heavy turnover and we're having people leave one morning and then people are coming back in the next morning. So you only have like 4 or 5 hours to clean and you're doing the best that you can do. I got an all-star cleaning company. My cleaner, she does very, very great on these homes in North Georgia. Nothing's wrong with the fucking home. So this woman's saying, there's dust on the floor. There's this and that. We kept on asking for pictures. She would never give pictures. But then she would just say the craziest stuff. There's dust in the air. There's this and that. Then she referenced the pillows outside on the deck, on the chairs, on the lounge chairs. They have a little bit of dirt on them. And then when she gets into the home, she says, hey, I want to cancel my stay. I want to go elsewhere. I said, well, if you leave right now, we actually go back to her and say, look, you know, you're having all these issues and you're going back and forth with us. If you want to leave right now, we will let you leave, but you cannot have messed up the house and you got to go right now. So I guess it took about an hour and she could not find where she could go. She couldn't find another house because the North Georgia is really, really packed and booked this year at this time of year. And she couldn't get into the home, into another home. So she says, I have to stay here tonight. And we said, okay, well, that's fine, but we're going to charge you for the night if you stay. And if you stay and we charge you for the night, you got to be cool with this and cooperate. So she said, yeah, that's fine. We're going to stay, but we're going to look for another place tomorrow. This is not my kind of place. So evidently, she just told us that our home was not her kind of place. There again, let's go back to this definition. Karen is a pejorative term for a white woman perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is normal. Now, this is a beautiful freaking home. Yes, she's a white woman. She's very entitled, and she was demanding far beyond the scope of what is normal for us. We did not have any issues with any other guests whatsoever. This home was not her type of home, and she put it out there hardcore. She says she worked up really, really hard to go to this house. And if I showed you this house, actually go to southerncharmvacay.com, VACAY.com, and go to Barry Suite Retreat. It's got some badass mountain views. It's a cool little house, very spacious. More than enough for two people, but this woman, it wasn't good enough for her. So after she says she's gonna stay for for tonight, and we reimburse her for the rest of the week. She booked a week with us. We reimburse her for the rest of the week. We would just take that one night out. She would move on, and everybody would be cool. She was not cool at that point. She got in about an hour later. We get this complaint, that complaint. Oh, the fridge. Oh my gosh, you've got air plugs. How dare you have air plugs in a house? Are you guys trying to mask a smell? I'm like, no, we have air plugs, air fresheners, actually. I'm sorry. Air fresheners in every one of our homes. It's to keep the scent of the seasons in there. We actually change out the scents of the seasons. And then from time to time, a guest does say that they do not appreciate that, that smell. So we always recommend pulling it out. So we actually told her, if that is not cool with you, if that's not kosher, pull the air fresheners out of the wall, the plugins, and let it just kind of evaporate, you know, let it just kind of dissipate and be cool. She was not having it. That was unacceptable to her. Then she just kept on bitching about this and that. And then, oh, our sheets were really low grade sheets. I'm like, at this point, this is going on for about an hour. I'm like, motherfucker, actually 2 hours, motherfucker. I was like, you motherfucker. I literally said, hey, Chris was dealing with this left and right. I'm watching this come in, and I don't take kindly to people being bitchy and being having an attitude and telling me my shit stinks when I know it doesn't. So she sent all this stuff, never would ever give us a picture. We're asking for pictures. Chris is doing his job. Hey, send us pictures. Let us see how we can help. We can get somebody over there to retouch up a cleaning, go to do this, go to do that. But it was never good enough for her. She just didn't like where she came up to. And I literally had to take over. We parked. My wife went into the gas station to go get a drink. We were going to our destination here in Flagstaff when we were there. We're in Sedona now. But we were over there, and we were looking at I was looking at this app, and I literally like went off on her. There's been two instances in my career, and it's been this year, New Year's Eve of this year and this year, where I will go off on a guest, and I will do it myself. So the first instance, I'll go back to the Karen story in a minute. First instance was January. Our property in Bluffton, South Carolina, we had a main house and a carriage house. We started the carriage house first, and we were renting it, and it was paying the bills and doing really, really well. And we were remodeling the main house afterwards. And the owners, the previous owners, it was residential owner occupied at the time. We let them stay for about 3 months. We leased the house back to them. And they had an agreement to keep the internet going for us through the following week, but they were going to move out that week. Well, they cut the internet out, and it was tied to the carriage house, main house and the carriage house. So they shut it off, and they didn't allow us to switch it into our name like we agreed to on paper. So the person that was staying in the carriage house actually got really upset and called me and bitching at me. And I'm like, well, I don't understand what's going on. Let me find out what's going on. So we contact the owner. They said they cut everything off. So we sent it back in the Airbnb message, because I don't like being on the phone with people. You're supposed to keep the stuff recorded, and writing is best. If you can do that, having it in writing is best. So we sent that back to them, said that, hey, the internet was supposed to be on the following week. Supposed to be continue to stay on. It was supposed to be switched in our name the following week, but for some reason she shut it off. And then the guy called me a liar. The guy's like, no, I've talked to the owner right now. This is not what happened. You are a liar. He got on the phone with me and called me a liar. No, actually, I'm sorry. He said it in the messenger, and I don't take kindly to that. So I called his ass back up, and I said, hey, I don't appreciate your tone. Don't you ever call somebody a liar. And then that set off him, and he's being an asshole. I'm like, dude, I don't give a shit. I said, you can get the fuck out of my house right now. I'm not scared to do this for any of my guests. This isn't the hospitality way, but this is my investment in my mind. This is my hard-earned money. This is my fucking houses. And if you're going to call me a liar and you're not going to appreciate me and steward what I have given you, and even for a fee, then you got to get the fuck out. So I told him, I said, honestly, if you don't get out right now, I'm going to call the cops on you. I don't care if you do this or that. You're not going to call me a liar. You're not going to say this and that. And he calmed down. He realized, like, I ain't playing. I said, look, this is a problem. I don't mind refunding you for a partial amount for the night. We will get this figured out. I will bring a mobile Wi-Fi to you the next day, but it's freaking New Year's Eve. There's nothing I can do, and it's out of my control. This is the honest to God truth. Well, I don't know what you want me to do, this, that, and the other. So I saw that he was frustrated. So what I did in that instance, guys, was I mimicked his frustration, and I went back on him. And this is only for skilled people who know how to negotiate. There is a book by the name, it's written by Chris Voss, and I think it's like How to Negotiate Like a Hostage Negotiator or something like that. Just look up Chris Voss. I'm probably butchering it. No, it's called Never Split the Difference. He was a former FBI hostage negotiator. So he tells you about masking people and this and that. So now let's bring it back to Karen. So I told you guys about what happened with Karen. I did get that resolved in Bluffton, and I did not get a bad review. The guy knew that I meant what I was saying, and I would have kicked his ass out. And he knew that I cared when it was done at the end of the conversation. But you can't just kiss people's ass. In that instance, he was really pissed, and you can't just keep kissing people's ass because you want to be hospitable. And I bucked at him as he bucked at me, and I bucked even harder because he knew I was the owner and I don't give a shit. And he finally got to the point where, never split the difference. Thank you. Yes. So that's that. So let's tie it back to this. So the Karen situation, she was being really difficult. One of the worst I've ever seen out of my whole career of doing this for almost 8 years now in short-term rentals, been in real estate for 20 years, and I've dealt with many, many difficult personalities. But this was one of the worst ones I've ever gotten for a short-term rental. And that messaging came back, and we got to that gas station. I'm done. Like, we've done everything we can do to be hospitable. We've done everything we knew to do. Chris is really trained and working with people. I'm getting pissed off. I'm on my vacation, day one of my vacation on Saturday, taking my kids this and that. We're almost at the hotel. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm pissed. So I go and said, hey, if you don't want to stay in my home, you need to get out and get out right now, because we are going to revoke your privilege for staying for the rest of the night. And I mean it. Get out right now, or I'm going to go ahead and call Airbnb support on you, and we're going to call the cops and get you out because you're being very difficult. And actually, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, call me. And I gave her my phone number. Oh, shit. Somebody's typing. Anyways, call me and I'll give you my phone. I said, call me. I gave her my phone number. I said, let's talk about this right now. I didn't hear a peep from her. I was so mad that I actually grabbed the phone. I jumped in the car. She saw what was going on. She said, do not call her. I said, okay. Okay. We don't need to repeat what happened in New Year's. So anyways, we get through this, and then she's like starting to cool down. She got us to the point where we got heated with her. I'm mimicking her and so on. And it was extremely frustrating and exhausting on my first day. And I don't really get involved in these conversations anymore. But we did. This person was got me heated. And I was really upset. So anyways, with that said, look, guys, I mimicked them. I got frustrated with her. I told her to move on with her life. She's like, I don't have nowhere to go. I'm so sorry. She's like apologizing to this and that. I said, look, I'm cool. As long as you be cool. But you're really frustrating me, and you're being very difficult right now. And because you're being very difficult, you are exhausting me, and you're making my blood boil. And I had no, I was not upset with telling her that. I think being hospitable sometimes is a crock of crap, honestly. I think sometimes you got to be the best you can be, and you got to be as hospitable as you can be. But sometimes the customer isn't always right. If they're that definition, let's go back to that definition again. Karen is a pejorative white woman, is a term for a white woman perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is normal. Basically, she did not like what we had to offer, and she wanted her money back. She wanted to go on, but she wanted us to give her a free night at the end of it so that she can stay there and then move on. She wanted all of her money back. So we got through the next morning. We got through the night, and she kept on saying this. Oh, if this was my house, I would have done this. If this was my house, I would have done that. I never dealt with anybody like this in my whole career of short-term rental. And this was Saturday when we were on vacation. Anyway, she comes to it. I'm going to wrap up with this because I know I'm going long. She sends us these things. She finally leaves the next morning. We refund her everything but the first night. And I charge her a freaking cleaning fee. She, my wife says, Karen can F off. Yes, 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 I agree. She still, as of this morning, is messaging us in the app. She's like, how dare you charge me a cleaning fee when this, that, and the other. I'm like, look, we're not doing anything. And then she had Airbnb call us, and we had to deal with that. We're like, look, we're not giving her a cleaning fee. She filthied up the house on top of that, yes. And then with that said, she also stayed a night. We gave her the rest of her money back outside of that, and we're happy for her to leave, but we're not giving her any money back. So it was an interesting weekend. And as of this morning, she's still trying to get her money back. So anyways, I don't recommend any of you guys fighting with a guest unless you're skilled and trained and dealing with difficult personalities. But if you want to do it, it is kind of quite entertaining and fun sometimes. Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Thank you for who posted that. Read that book. It's awesome. I read it years ago. I think I've read it 3 times now. I think it's a great book for all of you guys who are in hospitality to read, because sometimes you don't need to kiss people's butt because it's going to make them matter. You need to be listening and be active listening. And then he has other methods outside of this, but that mimicking actually really, really works with them. And then there's another couple of different things that you can learn off of this and so on. So anyways, guys, I hope you got some value out of this. I've never heard anybody teach on anything like this. Sometimes you just got to go tell the guest to fuck off. And I'm not afraid to say that. And I'm sorry, I'm dropping F-bombs like crazy. So on and so forth. Look, on December 3rd and 4th, this is a little quick plug. On December 3rd and 4th, here in a suburb of Atlanta, where my wife and I live, we have our office for my brokerage, STR Wealth Brokers. We are going to have 20 students, clients, whatever you want to call yourselves, come in and sit down with us. And we're going to teach and train them, give them all the educational stuff that they need for 2 days. The first day will all be about all the education, 1 1/4. We'll probably teach on some stuff like this. And the next day is more workshopping. We're going to be actually taking your listings if you have property and you want us to give value back. We're going to put it on the big screen TV in our office and work through it with my team and I. And we're going to help you with copy. We're going to help you with Rank Breeze. We're going to actually plug you in and help you with your stuff. And then on top of that, if you don't have a property yet, we are going to help you live search and find a property that still makes sense, even with these high interest rates today. I underwrote one here in Arizona, and we're probably going to be putting an offer in. I'm doing my final analysis, and it looks good. And so, look, guys, there's still deals out there. So anyways, with that said, look, guys, I want you to be there if you can. Go to 5starstrsuccess.com and then click on the STR seminars. We've already got a few people that have bought the tickets. And honestly, I think this is going to be the last one I've done. We've done 2 previously, earlier this year. I'm pretty sure that this is going to be the last one I ever do. Because next year I'm going on a buy-in spree. Everybody, here's the thing with what you'll learn about me is when people are getting out of the business or anything, I go in. And I think that's smart. When people are going in hardcore and going after it, I'm exiting. There's a reason and a method of my madness. There's a reason why I was flipping 60, 70 homes a year. And then I got out last year. It's because I saw the future coming. I saw what was going on. Everybody's getting in. Prices are going up too fast, too high. And I knew we were going in for a correction this year. Now, as people are slowing down and getting out, now I'm going in. I want to own as much as I can. Because if I control these homes under my belt and I can get them the cash flow now, later on, when interest rates do drop, I can go in and refinance them at a lower rate, and I get that much more cash flow. So I'm going to be teaching you guys some really cool stuff if you come into Atlanta. All right, guys, hope you have a blessed day. Talk to you soon.